every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and the college football season is now halfway, and it looks like there might be some rankings coming out with that have some kind of a purpose other than hype. The Ohio State Buckeyes seem to have a firm hold on number one. Miami is right behind them at number two, and my Oregon Ducks took a tumble to a very up-and-coming and fast-rising University of Indiana Hoosier team that has a quarterback that went in the portal from University of California at Berkeley, so they stole the West Coast player. And they're playing very well, so they're following up their really, really good breakout year last year. And, you know, the Big Ten got a couple surprises also on the negative side. You know, Penn State, perennial power, top 10 annually ranked football team, great history and tradition. Fired their head coach.
Yes, first time they've lost back-to-back to unranked opponents in as long as a generation.
Yeah, and it's really kind of sad. This guy's had a lot of great success. Yes, you're playing and need to understand that the rivalry in the Big Ten with Ohio State and Michigan is huge, and you can't always win those games, but Ohio State certainly has won their share. And after a while, if you can't beat the top dog, somebody's got to pay.
And Texas, you know, we've talked about Texas, very soft start. Archie Manning, you know, a little bit, you know, what's going on with this guy? Maybe he's a bust. They come back and they win the, you know, in Oklahoma, the Red River Shootout.
Yes, and their Oklahoma's quarterback, John Mateer, who broke a bone in his hand, returned for the first game, and it looked like it may have been a little bit of a premature start, even though it was a huge game. Oklahoma did not play as well as I thought they might. Texas did, and for the preseason number one ranked team, who fell out of the top 25, has now crawled back in. But jury's still out on Texas.
Yeah, we see USC too, quietly 5-1. Ranked it at number 20, and also UCLA undefeated since they brought in the Mr. Neuheisel.
Well, and you know what? It's funny that it is connected to Penn State because they had another game the following week that they won convincingly as well. They beat Michigan State, so maybe this is a rebound for your Bruins.
Well, our Bruins, too. They also face Indiana at Indiana and Ohio State at Ohio State. So we shall see. We'll see about that, shall we?
Well, you know what? Yes, you will. And it's very interesting, too, that Indiana and Ohio State don't meet possibly until the Big Ten Championship as it's shaping up right now. We'll be right back with our special guest, Eric Karros, right after this message.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive abergelli.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we're back. We'll see about that with our special guest, Eric Karros. And Eric will be receiving a beautiful package from our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud sponsor of We'll See About That. Please use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. I'm happy to have our special guest back on. Eric Karros is back with us, the former Dodger great, Fox analyst, going to get called to work today. And so we're going to check in with what's going on with Eric and the playoffs and with the baseball season. Eric, how are you today?
Good to be on, Ron. Good to talk to you.
So you got a call and you're working today at the stadium. You're going to be doing some meet and greets and so forth.
Yeah, meet and greets and saying hello and just spreading Dodger cheer.
Well, they've got a lot to cheer about, you know. I mean, they are the defending champions, and they are back in the thick of things with a substantial lead at this point in time. Back home, playing the Milwaukee Brewers. And, you know, this was, I think, a very enjoyable season for baseball fans across the country. We had a number of close pennant races, ones that some that developed late and went down to the wire, and even the Dodgers were hadn't clinched the divisional title until a few days into the last week of the season. But the wild card teams, you know, you had Detroit and falling apart in the Central and the American League, allowing Cleveland to sneak back in there and get into the playoffs. You had the New York Mets also falling apart, and the Arizona Diamondbacks making a late run, along with the Cincinnati Reds, who crept in there at the end. So I would say that, you know, you had Seattle and Houston battling out in the NL West, and of course the Red Sox, Toronto, and the Yankees in the East. And Toronto finally lived up to its billing by being able to hang on in the second half. Just give me some of your thoughts about the races this year.
It's certainly an exciting year. I didn't think the Dodgers and Padres would be that close. I always felt like the Dodgers would win. I don't think I ever wavered from that. Obviously, the Detroit thing surprised me just because of the lead they had. They looked so darn good.
Yeah.
And you just didn't see them losing 14 of 15 or whatever it was. Cleveland got hot when they looked like they were packing it in, right? Didn't do a lot at the deadline. There was a lot of talk of them, you know, trading some guys. They didn't trade any of their big pieces, although they did trade Shane Bieber, who threw extremely well for Toronto.
Yes, he did.
So, you know, it was, I guess it was a bit unpredictable when things looked set thought for sure the Mets were going to get in. They kind of did a Mets thing and yes, found themselves out of the playoff picture. So definitely an exciting year, a lot to cheer for at the end of the year, keeping a lot of cities interested, and then making our way into the postseason.
Well, I think it's good for baseball when you have a team like the Cincinnati Reds, who kind of were under the radar the entire year, in the month of September started creeping in, getting a little bit closer. And then the Mets' downfall, coupled with Arizona trying to make a comeback, I thought it was really interesting and probably very exciting for the Cincinnati fans to have a team now that they can have a little bit more faith and confidence that they can be a contender as well. Detroit, I thought the first half in the American League, they were the best team. And they certainly did not play it like that the second half, and nor did the Dodgers. You know, the Dodgers, I believe, played the second half probably at 500 or maybe a game above it, something that you would not have anticipated. You know, even the Giants hang around the first right. half, you know, and all of it, which is good. But I'm really excited about my Seattle Mariners being from the Northwest.
Yep.
You know, I'm a state of Washington guy. You know, we didn't have much going on up there when I was growing up. No football, no basketball, no baseball. So I became a 49er fan. You know, the first game I ever saw on television was a baseball game, was a game broadcast from Brooklyn. And I don't know if that has any omen written in it somewhere, but, you know, it was kind of ironic. But I have a lot of loyalty, so I'm really pleased. And, you know, I'm a Seahawk fan, and I'm, the local universities, Washington State, which I went yep. to, and Washington, I'm happy that they're doing well, too. So, and Gonzaga and basketball and any of the players who came from Washington, I supported. And I remember my favorite player growing up watching basketball was Elgin Baylor at Seattle yep. University. So I have a lot of loyalty there. I'm very happy with that. And, you know, even though they have a lead right now, looks like Toronto is – they've got some big bats, and they really exploded the other night.
Yeah, you know, that's a team. And don't forget your Spokane Indians.
That's correct, the Spokane Indians.
But you're right on about Seattle. And, you know, Toronto – look, I'll be honest with you. I was watching that game the other night, and, you know, when they jumped out, Seattle jumped out to that lead, I'm thinking, man, what a time for Toronto to just, you know, all of a sudden go 180 degrees from what we saw in that Yankee series. But – they didn't do that. They picked things right up and absolutely, as you mentioned, offensively exploded. And, you know, looked like they got themselves back into the series. Now, it's going to be interesting. You know, Scherzer going for them in game four. I'm not sure how that's going to pan out. And I think, you know, as you mentioned, they're going to have to swing the bats. They're going to have to get to Castillo and the Mariners. You know, but for me, I had... you know, you mentioned at the top of the show, I do work for Fox, and the middle of August, I was asked to pick my top five teams for the World Series. And I picked the Dodgers, the Phillies, and the only American League team I picked in my top five were the Seattle Mariners. And I just feel like I think they would give the National League, whoever the representative is, probably the Dodgers, just a lot of trouble, because I think they're just deeper than the Toronto, especially when you start getting into the starting staff. I think offensively I don't know that they're not as good offensively as Toronto, but they do enough, and they hit the ball out of the ballpark. So still an interesting series. Anybody can win the thing. And as a fan, happy to see Toronto get back in this thing and at least make it 2-1 and make it an interesting series to follow.
Yeah, well, it would be Seattle's first World Series. And after the year that they put together, I do like their pitching staff. I think they're deep. I like their starters. You know, the addition of Suarez, which I have a little bit of difficulty trying to understand why Arizona, who ended up being in the wild card race, would get rid of a guy who had 35 home runs at the time, the season that they decided to make a trade. And yes, Suarez went back to a team that he played for, and there's a lot of power in that Seattle lineup. They are vulnerable, however, to strikeouts, as most teams are. But I'm really kind of hoping that they can make it through. I think it would be great for the state of Washington, Northwest, for baseball. But you don't feel the same way about the Dodger Milwaukee series at all, do you?
No, I just look at I Milwaukee, you know, I mentioned I said I picked five teams. Milwaukee was number four. And look, you can't deny what they did over the course of the season. And, you know, having the best record in the National League, best record, I believe, what, in baseball. The way they go about it, the way they play day in and day out, it's suitable for 162 games. I don't know that it matches up well in short series. And I just don't know specifically with the Dodgers. I mean, I'm looking at Milwaukee and I'm saying, okay, if I have their best pitcher, which arguably is Peralta, their best starter, is he even in the top five against the Dodgers? Or I should say top five if you include the Dodgers staff. And I don't think he is. So advantage Dodgers. You talk about the offense. I mean, it's not really comparable when you start talking about power, when you start talking about, you know, the ability to drive the ball, the slug. And I get it. They do put the ball in play, and they're as good as anybody. But remember, those numbers are accumulated over the course of a season, and you're not – like, the season is irrelevant now because you're facing the Dodgers pitching. So are you still a team that is going to put the ball in play? And it's not just about putting the ball in play. It's about having – solid contact and putting it in play. And I just don't know that Milwaukee matches up. Doesn't mean they didn't have a great season. You know, you can sit and argue, well, they were right there in game one. Well, were they really? I mean, they were, but game could have been 6-0 as well.
Yeah.
And you know, if it weren't for some fluke things and some oddities, that game's a blowout. And I think for Milwaukee to get in this series or to be a part of this series, you're going to have some crazy things happen. And it's not a knock on Milwaukee. It's how good the Dodgers are, how deep the Dodgers are. And this, the way the Dodgers are playing, is more representative of what people expected going into this season when you were talking about this ball club possibly winning 120, 125 games.
Well, I do believe that we're gonna discuss more about that. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll see about that with Eric Karros after this message.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. Okay, we have returned after the break with our special guest, Eric Karros. And Eric, I want to continue from where you were, the Milwaukee series. The Brewers had a three-game series in Milwaukee and a three-game series in Dodger Stadium right after the All-Star break. Milwaukee was swept both series. I think that I heard earlier Blake Snell in particular talking about we will not underestimate the Milwaukee Brewers, which I think you need to pay attention. They had the best record in the National League. And I remember going back all the way to 1974. We had a similar situation. We went to Pittsburgh two times, played them, and we got swept two three-game series in the course of the regular season. And it just so happens that we're opening up on the road in Pittsburgh in the 74 NLCS. And people were a little bit skeptical about, you know, how good of our chances since we haven't won a game. I remember back. It didn't matter. It did not matter. It just did not matter. And we went in. We had two games to start the best of five series, and we won both games. And you're right. It's a different animal, much like they say when you get to the NBA playoffs as well. It's a brand new season. The real season starts today. And I do believe that. So I was happy to see that the Dodger mentality was on the right page for that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't underestimate your opponent, right? But I would look at even the series this year. Blake Snell didn't pitch in either one of those series against Milwaukee. And I think, you know, you look at Milwaukee again, a scrappy team. They're a team that is going to battle. They're going to grind. They take on the personality of their manager, Pat Murphy. And I think it's different, you know, like I go back, you know, you mentioned the 74 ball club, you have, you know, yourself, Garvey, you know, Lopes, Russell, you got Don Sutton, Andy Messerschmidt, you got Mike Marshall, a Cy Young Award winner, you got Jimmy Wynn, should have won the MVP that year.
Exactly.
Those, like, that team, like, I get it. You know, I would say Pittsburgh probably got lucky as heck to win those, you know, to sweep the series, right? I mean, you guys were, you know, there's a number of, you know, Hall of Famers and borderline Hall of Famers on that ball club. I look at Milwaukee, and I'm just like, again, I'm not taking anything away from what they accomplished. But if you're asking me, remove all emotion, remove all bias, and just say, hey, who is going to win this series? And, you know, what's the series, you know, how long is it going to go? Look, I said beforehand, you know, I've been on some programs, five games max, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a four-game sweep. And I, you know, again, it's not the Dodgers. You have to acknowledge they are crazy deep, deep. And it's, you know, why is it? Is it because of development? Is it because of, you know, we're just going to go out and sign the best players? Is it because we don't need to use our pitching staff during the regular season? We're going to use guys like Landon Knack and Robleski and use those guys to start. And so Blake Snell goes into the postseason with 60 innings pitched. I mean, like it's nothing we've ever seen before.
Well, for sure. And when you look at, you know, the lineups and like we say, Milwaukee, no offense here.
Right.
But they come from a small market. Yeah. I would say that if you are lucky to name a couple of players, and Yelich would be probably their top name based on the career that he has had, being a former most valuable player, and he had a great year this year, drove in 100 runs, which surprised me. I did not see him coming all the way back. And I really like Contreras behind the plate. Outside of that, you pretty much can go around the infield and the rest of the outfield, and you can name the players on the Dodger team, and you probably can't for Milwaukee. And yes, we are more centrally located, but the Dodgers are high profile. They are a heavy media market. They are well publicized all the time. They're all over the place. They generate a lot of interest, and yeah, they should be the favorite. They've got, what, seven players with $100 million contracts with deferred payments? Can you tell me if there's a Brewer that has one of those? I don't think so. So, yes, it's really been interesting. What do you think's going on in the minds of New York baseball fan? You know, the Yankees fall out early. They end up tying, I think, for the divisional title with Toronto. Made a good run at the end, but it wasn't quite enough. Toronto had the advantage there. And then the New York Mets. Something's out of whack here. The Mets, with their payroll, with the players they have, seemingly they would be in the playoffs every year.
Right. So, like, I think there's, you know, two different storylines. With the Yankees, look at that. They had some health issues. You know, they tried to address things with, you know, their pitching staff. Moving forward, I'd be excited if I were the Yankees because there's some moves that they can make. I think they're going to have to address the shortstop position. You know, Garrett Cole will be back next year. You know, Cam Stittler was great this year at the end of the season. So that's something to be excited about. You know, Rodon, they've got at least something to look forward to. You look at the Mets and you just, I think there was a false sense of security at the beginning of the year just because the pitching staff started off unreal, right? And then you had some injuries. It kind of came back to, you know, Senga getting hurt and then never being able to rebound. Griffin Canning was great at the beginning of the year. The Mets, though, the one thing about the Mets is they could be similar to the Dodgers in a few years and maybe even sooner than that. And I say that because they have an owner that is willing to compete. And I mean that from a resource standpoint.
Correct.
They hired the new GM, I believe David Stern, you know, coming over from Milwaukee, who is very similar to the Andrew Friedman mold. So I don't think it happens overnight, but I think that organization is going to be the East Coast version or has the potential to be the East Coast version of the Dodgers. You know, I'm not sure that anybody is going to duplicate what LA has and what they're going to continue to do. And it's because, you know, we mentioned off air that, you know, the Dodgers have Shohei Ohtani, and that impacts the organization in so many different ways outside of what he does on the field. And what he does on the field is, you know, we could discuss, you know, arguably the greatest baseball player, complete baseball player that we've ever seen. So you get back to the New York stuff. I think that it's going in the right direction, but certainly some frustration because I think, you know, there's some unrealistic expectations. At least they were there this year. You know, and again, it's they're both very well positioned organizations. But you have to be realistic about what you have.
Well, speaking of a frustrated Yankee fan, as one myself, there's a lot of, you know, tumult within the Yankee fandom itself that the Yankees are wasting Aaron Judge. And you mentioned about frustration. Is there at some point where Aaron Judge realizes, hey, maybe I need to leave town in order to, you know, really win a World Series here?
Yeah. When you get with that, like, there's no way Aaron Judge is ever leaving, right? It's more important to be a Yankee. It's more important to have that legacy to be talked about with Ruth and, you know, Gehrig and DiMaggio, man, those sort of things. Now, I get it. They won World Series, but they were also, you know, that was an organization back then that was very similar to what the Dodgers are now, right? They were on a different level. There are things you could argue with the Yankees, you know. How do they not have a lockdown shortstop? How do you, you know, is the outfield you know, really, look at, you depended on Trent Grisham this year, right? I mean, who saw that coming?
No.
Jazz Chisholm. That just doesn't seem old Yankee-like. But again, the pitching staff, you know, Cole will be back. They do have to make some moves. There's no question. In order to compete and win a World Series, you can go, you can look at it two ways. You can say, I'm trying to win a World Series and I'm trying to compete with the Dodgers. Or you can say, look, I'm trying to get to the postseason and then I'm just going to hope. And I think the reality is that's what a lot of organizations have to do. Maybe Philly didn't do that this year, but you look over at LA and you just kind of shake your head. And it, you know, again, you can, you know, there's a million reasons why, but it's a dangerous combination when you have resources like the Dodgers and you have some pretty darn smart people using those resources. It doesn't guarantee you're going to win every year. There's no guarantee with that because, you know, look at ball can go fair or foul, a strike call, somebody can run into a home run. But I promise you the Dodgers are going to be competing every single year for a World Series for, heck, as long as I'm going to probably be around, right?
Well, I mean, me too. You know, me too. I think it wreaks havoc on the minor league farm system, however. Oh. You better get drafted by somebody else if you want to have a career in baseball because these guys are locked in for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, and we did the same thing. You know, sorry to say it. You know, the infield stayed together so long that we pretty much decimated anybody's chances of making it in the infield. They had to go someplace else and play. We've got plenty more to talk about with Eric Koos when we return. We'll see about that right after this message.
Fall is in season at Kohl's, and you know what that means. Pumpkins, plaid, and anything that smells like cinnamon. This week, take an extra 20% off decor, home furnishings, bedding, and more. So whether fall is your entire personality or you're just a casual pumpkin enthusiast, the deals at Kohl's are here for your seasonal style. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 20% offer ends October 19th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, Connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places, as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers. The Dodgers of old L.A.
And we are back. We'll see about that. I'm Mike Airy with the legend, the champion, the MVP, Mr. Ron Say. And Ron, it's this time of year again. I remember we did this one last year. Yep, 1977. Yep. It's that time of year. After homering in his last at-bat and drawing a walk in his first at-bat, Reggie Jackson, Mr. Superstar, hits three more home runs on the first pitch he sees in the Yankees' 8-4 victory over the Dodgers in the Bronx while the Bronx was burning, giving Reggie three homers on three consecutive pitches. Mr. October's heroics in Game 6 of the Fall Classic assure their team of their 21st World Championship and first since 1962. Wow. And I'm sorry, Ron.
Well, would you like to say anything else, Mike?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, you know, I firmly believe that we had a major influence on why Reggie was called Mr. October. Okay? This game here pretty much sealed the deal. We actually thought we had a chance. We were down 3-2. And, you know, the game started out all right. But then you had a guy who just decides to have a career World Series day on the day that you're trying to get back into things. And there wasn't anything that we could do about it. It was his day, their day. You had to sit and watch it for nine innings, and it wasn't comfortable. But hats off. Kudos to Reggie for having such a great game. I hope you never do it again. All right. Hey, I wanted to start this segment off a little bit differently. You had something very, very special happen to you with one of your sons who made their major league debut this year, and I wanted to get your opinion of what all of that meant to you.
Wow. So you're talking about my younger son, Kyle, who's in the Colorado Rockies organization and who followed your footsteps in playing third base in Spokane and had a nice year, was called up to the Rockies this year. They had traded their third baseman, Ryan McMahon, to the Yankees. And a few weeks later, the beginning of August, my son, Kyle, had an opportunity. And super exciting, obviously, as a parent, and you know, you had a son that played ball as well. That, you know, just to see your son out there, I mean, the adrenaline, the nervousness, the anxiety. I mean, I don't know how enjoyable it actually is when you're sitting there watching it, but certainly a great experience. And I was fortunate enough to be in Colorado when they were playing the Dodgers, Rockies and Dodgers. And Kyle was able to run into a pitch and hit a ball out. So I was there to see a home run that he hit against the Dodgers. And, you know, again, obviously super exciting and just kind of have to pinch yourself. It doesn't seem real. But you know, just a great experience as a parent and, you know, couldn't be more proud.
Well, I'm so happy for you and Kyle. Best of luck with his right. future and his career. You know, it is a very special time when that happens. I remember I was playing in a high school basketball game, and my parents did not make this game. And it just so happened that, you know, I had a career night, right. and it was on the radio, and they got to listen. And when I got home, my mother's, you know, just screaming and yelling and throwing and hugging me and kissing me. And I says, "Mom, what are you so excited about?" He says, "You know, you didn't have to play this game."
Right.
And she says, "Well, you tell that to your kids when you watch them play."
Right.
Well,
right.
She couldn't have been more right. And yeah. I always carried that. That was one of those, you know, I'm going to keep this in the back of my mind, see if this one comes true. And it's always nice when you can be right as a parent. And I remember it so well because I used to, there was a different take when your son comes to the plate.
Right.
Nobody talk to me, please. Just leave me alone. Let me watch this at bat, you know. And you kind of gear up for it. And then, of course, you let it go just like you do your own at bat. But, yeah, I was taking that at bat with him. I'm sure you were too, right? So, yeah, I understand all of that. It is very exciting, and I'm glad that that you had that great experience. You know, I want to get back to Aaron Judge. I want to talk about Cal Raleigh. Unbelievable years from both of these players. Aaron Judge goes a yard 50 times again for the fourth time in his career, already tying, I think, Babe Ruth, not surprisingly, for an all-time record. And all the other things that he led baseball in, war, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, you know, you name it, was second in RBIs, I believe. And you look at Cal Raleigh, he breaks all kinds of different records for a catcher, breaks the switch-hitting home run record by Mickey Mantle, another Yankee. And you look at the fourth guy in Major League history to drive in, hit 60 home runs. His Seattle Mariners are now in the NL or the American League Championship Series, and Aaron Judge, his team is sitting and watching on television. And I think you have been around long enough as a player and an analyst to know that it's nice to have some extra hardware, you know, to attach your season to. Because as it stands, you know, if you don't make the All-Star team or you don't make the playoffs or you don't win a World Series, you got to have kind of all of these tied up and wrapped up in a bundle to make it, you know, really legitimate. And I think Yankee fan is probably getting tired of saying, you know, when's Aaron Judge going to pass that mark? You know, when's he going to win a World Series? But comparing these two years, who is the best player and who's the most valuable player?
Well, so the most valuable player for me, and I said it again, I'm going to reference Fox, that, you know, we were doing these things in August and September, has been Cal Raleigh. And I get all the analytics and I get the war and the OPS and those sort of things and what Aaron Judge has done. I can truly appreciate it. Great right-handed hitter. And when I say hitter, he's not just a slugger, great hitter.
Yeah.
But what Cal Raleigh did for me, again, it's never been done in the history of the sport. And that's a catcher hitting 60 home runs and doing it as a switch hitter. It was interesting because broadcasting games, I'm out, you know, I'm talking to managers. And so, I don't know, it was probably about the middle of the season. I started posing questions. This was the question to most every manager that, you know, we'd do games for. If you have a catcher that is going to hit, and this was at the time, you know, 40 home runs, you know, lead the league in home runs, lead the league in RBIs, play great defense, or you have an outfielder that is great offensively, is good defensively, but puts up, you know, is going to have an 1,000, you know, or 1,100 OPS, is going to hit, you know, similar amount of home runs. You have player A that's a catcher, player B that's an outfielder, and I've just described them. I don't give any names. What player are you going to take or pick to begin your team? Every one of them says the catcher. So for me, that answers, you know, the most valuable player. It doesn't discount anything that Aaron Judge is doing. But what I will say is Cal Raleigh's season is historic. Aaron Judge is great, but if you go back to Barry Bonds and you look at the early 2000s, that's a normal season for Barry. Yeah. That's an average season for Barry. Yeah. And, you know, you can go down whatever road you want to go on, but I will still argue that, you know, Barry for a period of 4 or 5 years is the greatest hitter to ever have walked. And so when you put it in those sort of context, Cal Raleigh for me is the MVP.
We have very similar thoughts. I do believe Cal Raleigh is the most valuable player. I believe that Aaron Judge is the best player. Mm-hmm. And I also agree with you on the latter side of it. It's, you know, when you look at Shohei Ohtani, I don't know if he'll ever be able to pitch in the way that he did, say, with the Angels when he won 15 games. Right. I don't know if there's going to be that need to because of the depth. Yeah. But it's also going to take away something that made him, you know, the modern-day Babe Ruth, which is being able to have, you know, two wars. And right. It adds up to like, you know, 10, 11, you know, it's like, you know, who is this guy? Yeah. I mean, there's no comparison when you do that.
Right.
But Aaron Judge is there on the solo end of it, the hitting, the field. And plus, you know, also, you know, Ohtani, because he does pitch, is a DH. You know, they're saving him. They don't want him to get hurt out there. And, yeah, it's a great argument. I just hope that that people can really appreciate the stuff that these players are doing today, because this is little league stuff. I mean, you dream of this, but my God, I mean, I have no comprehension how you go back to back 50 home run seasons like Ohtani did. I don't know how you do four with what Aaron Judge has done.
Right.
And I don't really understand at all how a catcher did what Cal Raleigh did this year. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and again, I think that, I mean, with Shohei, it's kind of crazy, but he normalizes that sort of thing. You know, the 50 home runs, the 50 stolen bases. Oh, I'm going to go throw six shutout innings. It's almost like, I don't want to say we become numb to it, but we almost expect it. Same with the Aaron Judge. Yeah. I mean, I like, he's just going to roll out of bed for me, and he's hitting 50 home runs.
Yeah.
The question is he going to hit 60 or 70? Which is insane when you think of that.
Well,
that's insane that's how normalized they have made us as fans think about them. It's like you said, it's little league.
Well, you know, I can appreciate what you said about Barry Bonds too, though. You know, when you look at Babe Ruth and Barry Bonds, you take away Babe Ruth's WAR for pitching, and they're even. And I will say, regardless of what has been said about whether he did or he did not, I can't conceive of somebody hitting the ball better and being more locked in than Barry Bonds was.
A lot of those advanced stats that we talk about today were invented for Barry Bonds because we couldn't quantify how good of a great hitter he was.
How do you walk 270 or whatever, 240 times in a year and still just do damage? Because you're never getting pitched to, but when you do get that one pitch, it ends up in the bay.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's amazing. You know, as patient as he was, he did not give in. I think it's 234. With like 120 some were intentional.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right? I mean, they were walking in with the bases loaded. Right? I mean, come on. Where does that happen before? But anyway, we're shutting down again. Eric, thank you so much for your expertise on this matter. I've really enjoyed talking with you and catching up. Congratulations again to you and your family about your latest success with your son. And I hope you have a great day at the ballpark and enjoy meeting those Dodger fans.
There you go. Thanks again, Ronnie. Always a pleasure,
bud. All right, Eric. Eric Karros, thanks for being with us. And we'll be right back. We'll see about that right after this minute. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Happy? Just fine.
Okay, we have now returned back to We'll See About That, and I want to thank our special guest, Eric Karas, so much for being on. Great insight to you know what's going on with the current baseball playoffs and his feelings about the seasons that all those great players had. Terrific having him on, and kudos to his son who made his major league debut. So that was great. And want to remind you to visit my website, theronsayshow.com. There is a list of all of our past guests, and it's accessible from the website. And there's the book, Penguin Power, still over there with multiple signing options. You can reach me on Instagram, and you can also reach out for special requests on Cameo. And anything else going on with you this weekend that we should bring up?
Well, you know, we're right in the Lakers preseason, and LeBron James, of course, is doing his annual not going to play for the first couple weeks. He's got a bad back. Yeah. And also, we should talk a little bit about Bill Belichick. The University of North Carolina brought in Bill Belichick for an extreme amount of money, and they are terrible. And now the talk is there's been rumors and whispers that perhaps they might be Bill Belichick and UNC are discussing a buyout situation. And just for our your audience's edification, if Bill Belichick leaves UNC and secures another job either in broadcasting or in coaching, the buyout goes down to $1 million.
Oh, well, that's fair.
If they just send him packing, he gets his whole freight, which is like $70 million.
Yeah.
So, but Bill Belichick has said, you know, these rumors of him leaving USC are categorically false, but it's been kind of a disaster there.
Yeah, it hadn't gone well. I think the first couple of games they got blown out. Then I think they won one. I don't know if they've won two yet. His girlfriend seems to be getting more hype than his coaching does. And we earlier mentioned that James Franklin, former coach at Penn State, got a package of, I believe, $63 million.
It was the second highest buyout in college sports history, second only to Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, and so what happens if he wants to take another job? I don't think he's going to need it, do you?
No, I would say that they in F1, when this happens, it's called the gardening year, where you just sit in your garden and you earn millions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah. Well, such is the life. Want to encourage you to visit us next week when we get a little bit closer to the World Series. Mike Socia will be joining us. So hope to see you next week. Have a great weekend. Hope all your teams have a great weekend as well.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.